just seeing, you know, experimenting. Can we, is there any part of our experience that we can relax onto? We can so busily go out of ourselves to try and find a nice space, a nice feeling, feeling okay, feeling settled. It can be very easy to overlook contentment and peace, feeling okay. It may not be so far away. So it's always worth looking and seeing. It's almost like a kind of softening into our current situation this morning. Supported by the ground, by the floor, supported by each other's presence, supported by the managers, preparing our lunch, supported by our commitment to be, intending to live harmlessly while we're together. So much support there. It can be easy to miss it. It can also be easy to miss the simple fact of our awareness. And the deep support that this quality is for us. Don't even have to make ourselves aware. We've already got that support from life. It's already turned on. It's already happening. If we can allow ourselves to feel supported, if we can allow ourselves to soften into, to relax on top of, and to trust the support which is here, can really start to put down so much of the stuff we carry. Can really begin to lay down the heart's burden. That can feel really good. can feel really releasing. So as we're sitting in our field of support, the natural rhythm and flow of our breathing happening in the center of us. Are we aware of the support which the breath gives us? It's how the life force can enter us, the prana, flowing into our bodies, infusing our mind and our body with vitality. So without needing to jump on the breath, just can we sense in our experience anywhere this nourishment, this support that flows into us? We don't even have to do it. We just relax and it'll flow into us. And we can also do it, we can take a deeper breath. Maybe we experience a brightness in the mind. Maybe we experience a pleasant tingling in the body somewhere. Maybe we can feel uplifted. Maybe somewhere in our experience there is a sense of buoyancy. As this oxygen flows into us. And again, this is a support and a nourishment which we may easily overlook in our lives. But we can sensitize ourselves to its presence. We can be curious about direct experience of vitality and the life force entering us. So the encouragement this morning and today, start to be curious, start to sensitize ourselves vitality as it is carried to us by our breathing. So whether we experience it in a place we might call the body, or whether we experience it in a place we might call the mind, can we tune in to the joy and the happiness and the uplift which comes with our vitality? We may not find any. That's okay. But can we be open to it being there? Breathing in, I am sensitive to joy. Breathing out, I am sensitive to pleasure. breathing in, I'm sensitive to happiness. Breathing out, I'm sensitive to happiness. So we're just checking out. Just checking out if we can see in our experience amidst the flow of sensations of our life, the flow of sensations of the breathing. Is there anything that feels really good in our experience? Can we identify some brightness, some vitality, some joy, some rapture? Although we're not trying to force it, not really trying to alter our experience, it's more like just we're fine-tuning. We are attuning to actually any pleasure that might be in our experience. There might not be, of course. But at least we experiment. And we keep open to the possibility that we may be visited by something that feels really nice. Really fresh, bright, energized. we notice we've become lost in thought or imagery. Just gently experimenting with what kind of effort it takes simply to connect with our present moment's experience as we sit here with the breath in the very center of us. How close is presence? How juicy is presence? So for the last few minutes in together here, seeing if we can feel the quality of the goodness of our situation, and gently attuning to any sense of vitality and joy which we may feel. Can we let ourselves be touched by and nourished by vitality and joy today? Before we go to walking practice and Group B is in the library, just to say that the two of the managers are sleeping in the library because the place they were sleeping in before is a bit mouldy, so please respect their space in the library. Between and when we finish sitting in the evening and breakfast in the morning. That's their bedroom for that time. Which does mean that there's no other space for people to do yoga apart from in here. So, you know, this we're going to keep the opportunity to do yoga in here before first sitting. And if you want to be awake earlier and practice, then it's fine to sit in a chair in the dining room. It's fine to do walking practice, or find a quiet place to sit and see if your practice can be flexible enough to explore sitting in other places and in other forms. So, yeah. So now we have walking practice. See if some of the beautiful sun and fresh air can give us some vitality, some uplift. See if there's any uplift that comes from walking backwards and forwards, breathing fresh air, being touched by the sun, and the sensations in the body. Maybe we can be sensitive to this dimension of our lives. Okay, thank you.